You're listening to the family of Te Geta podcast. Message from Neo, Inner Earth.
Beloved friends of light, we have shared the vast importance of crystals in your current waking dream and your life of origin. In this communication, we will review aspects of Inner Earth where humans live in peace and tranquility. Crystals are alive with spirit, and crystal cities thrive in Inner Earth with an amplified awareness of life throughout the densities and dimensions of all creation. Inner Earth is full of humans that live with open communication with Pleiadians. This beautiful place is called Pachamila by Pleiadians. This place has been called Agartha by some on Earth. The souls that enjoy life there now are called Pashi. For thousands of years, as souls from many stars arrived to dream awake, Pleiadians walked the Earth in their true identity. The powerful presence that was received by visiting starseeds gave hope to those not remembering who they were in origin. Pleiadians reminded them, and friendships were rekindled. This brought greater compassion from Pleiadians, who gathered groups to survive the turmoil of Earth that was being visited by dark beings from other densities. They were taken to a place in a location far below the surface of those remaining in turmoil. The creative moment of Pachamila was expressed as crystal cities. Inner Earth became a place of beauty, with crystals adorning all nature and pathways of flowers where crystal homes were created. Throughout many waking dreams, starseeds living in Pachamila left Earth and returned to origin by body death. Returning to the location of the crystal cities became absolute as the place to experience life. As time went on, bodies were upgraded to circulate light with crystal hearts. This ended the return to origin and allowed life to be surrounded with the power of light. Pleiadians taught the humans of the crystal cities about meditation, playing crystal instruments, and the power within. The advanced humans embraced love as expanded consciousness was discovered in their awakening to truth. Children were born as souls from the Pleiades. The population increased as there was no death. There are 3 million souls living currently within Pachamila. These advanced humans of perfection enjoy playing magical games and hiking tall mountains. They enjoy racing vehicular crafts as well as flying to other regions of Inner Earth. For each entrance to Pachamila, there are dozens of light-filled tunnels that branch into cities of creation with light. There are 400 crystal cities that thrive and exist with great peace. Lavender and gold mountains with silver trees and colorful flowers are seen in all areas. Animals with upgraded bodies are enjoyed as beloved pets. Fairies fly through areas emitting frequencies of love. Crystals shimmer and glow in all places of these magnificent cities of light. Technology allows for any Pleiadian craft to cloak or change densities to a frequency unseen when entering a location of entrance. The areas of energy vortexes of light are in Sedona, Arizona, which is the heart of Sheen, India, Spain, Hawaii, Egypt, and Antarctica. Tunnels of light vortexes are activated with the arrival of each craft. Stories about Inner Earth have been circulated and recycled throughout waking dreams of humanity. The subjects regarding darkness are not worthy to mention in this communication. The essence of this message is to allow truth to be revealed. And this truth bears the light of these souls of love. In recent waking dreams, there have been inhabitants of small villages within Sweden where descendants of those dreaming awake in Pachamila still watch for crafts. Pleiadians that come and go in this area often land in massive crafts to be seen. Interacting with those in villages throughout Sweden has brought attention to the area that is supportive with disclosure in the soon coming shift. The crystal cities have a leader that was found to be honorable with service to the light. In the tradition of Pleiadians, he is called Elder Balamsek. He speaks regularly to those gathered in love. His wisdom expresses through his soul of origin on Electra. He will return one day to visit friends and family. But for now, his home is the Crystal City. Military white hats often meet with Pleiadians in areas above ground. They enter crafts and meet with Pleiadians to gather information and assist on Earth in many operations. They do not enter Pachamila but have knowledge of these souls of light. Admiral Byrd spoke truth of his guidance into an entrance tunnel where he was greeted by Elder Balamsek. He was warned about nuclear factors occurring on Earth and the destruction this would bring to mankind. The message was received and many still share the experience of the flight that entered Pachamila. The soon coming shift to Sheen will allow those on Earth to celebrate with the souls of Inner Earth. They are completely aware of you and they view you as family. These souls hold methods of power that will be shared with those gathered in Sheen. With unbroken unity, they have gleaned teachings of technology and methods of building many crystal structures. The galactic civilization will be magnificent as only light will guide each soul to peace. N'iki mai'iya. I love you so. Neo.